fourth one is saying something is better than saying nothing. And this applies both to opening and to staying in set, right? One of the things is, like, one of my rules is, like, I'm supposed to approach every hot girl I see. So sometimes that leads to me just, like, yelling "you're pretty" at girls as they walk by. But you know what? Yelling "you're pretty" at a girl, sometimes they stop and you get an extra interaction in, you know? Just opening those approaches and going up and messing up the approach is way, way, way easier than sitting there and debating the approach angles and all of that stuff. The reason a lot of guys have approach anxiety is because they overthink the fucking approach, right? Instead of sitting there and thinking, just start walking towards the girl and say hi. If you run out of anything else to say, say hi. They'll say hi back, and you've bought yourself another, like, 2 seconds to say something. But you have to go in to those situations, because especially with the really hot girls, like, I just got back from Miami, where I know you're moving soon, and the only thing that I understand about moving to Miami is the pickup scene, because the girls are unbelievably beautiful. Like, you walk down the street and every block there's just a ridiculously hot girl.
And the thing, like, it's how open you, like, Miami, like,
oh, yeah,
it's impact for Miami, but, like, I walk down the street and I will get incredibly hot girls. I'm talking 9s and 10s going up to me and going, you know, "Hey, puppy, how you doing?"
Yeah. No, it's ridiculous. Now, it balances out by being an unlivable cesspool of pretentious general douchebaggery, but, you know, like, the girls are really hot.
Yeah.
And so you don't – but most places, if you don't live in Miami, you don't see girls like that. Maybe you see one of those girls a day. And so not saying something to her is a default way of not getting that girl. So it's really, really important that you go, even if you go in and all you can think about is asking for the time and then trying to tease her about something, like, just do something. Saying something is always better than saying nothing, right? If you're allowed to do it badly, as long as you get into that habit of doing it, because as you get better, when you force yourself to do pickups, you end up with really good situations happening in really short amounts of time. So it's one of those things that you have to try. And then the other way it applies is when you're in set, you can't have awkward pauses. The number one thing that guys have problems with is, what do I say? It's why routines are so popular. It's why, you know, guys lose most of their interactions, is they just run out of things to say. And so you just have to keep talking. It doesn't even have to be that interesting. In fact, if you look at a lot of the material in the community, things like the badass kid story or, you know, some of Mystery's longer routines, they're not really all that interesting, you know? Like, it's really not great material. There's nothing that funny, but it fills space and it allows social comfort to build, right? What it doesn't do is it doesn't make people uncomfortable because there's a socially awkward silence with a new person who's not yet accepted. Until you're accepted, you really have to keep that space filled. And you'll know. I mean, like, people talk a lot about the social hook point. To me, the social hook point is a lot further in. The social hook point is where you can go in, stop talking, and they'll fill the space by either talking or asking you questions. If you're not there yet, you're not really socially hooked. Just because they'll listen to you doesn't mean they necessarily like you. If they're contributing to the conversation and they're filling empty space, they probably like you. But until you're at that point, go ahead.
The more you talk to a girl, the more you get her involved in a conversation, you know, and keep it going, the more she's investing. And the longer she's there, she has to start back with engineering things. If she's been there 4 hours, like, sitting there talking to you, she thinks, you know, "I've been talking to this guy for 4 hours, I must like him." And and that's when she's going to kick in.
Yeah, yeah, and that's another thing is, girls are really socially polite, right? Because they don't want to regard themselves as bitches or they don't want to think of themselves negatively. They're only going to leave the conversation if there's an obvious logical break in the conversation. So the more you talk, the more you're kind of forcing her to give you a chance, because due to the rules of social nicety, unless she really doesn't like you and she's willing to just throw the interaction away to get entirely, then she can't really leave because it looks rude, right? So she has to wait for a logical break in the conversation. And the more you talk, the better that's going to work.